the unseen hand. I want you to turn with us to the book of Matthew, and we'll just a moment we'll read the scriptures, and then we will. I got two passages. I'm going to try my best to preach 15 minutes on each passage. I'm going to hold my watch like this. Amen. If I go over 2 minutes, will you hurt me? Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, Matthew, the 16th chapter. And let's read with verse 23. Verse 23. And he turned and said unto Peter, now he's getting ready to go to Calvary. And in the previous verses, he tells what's going to happen to him. But and Peter rebuked him, but he turned to Peter Peter began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." But he turned and said unto Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou servest not the things of God, but those that be of men." Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Father, in Jesus' name, take the word of God and you help us, precious God. We need your help. We need your strength. We need you to preach through us, precious God, to feed us. We'll give you the praise for what you do. In Jesus' name we pray. For his sake we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I've heard great preaching this week on on just preparing yourself. Preparing yourself for of work that God has for you to do. And I agree with the pastor when he said it last evening that he believes that every person that's called, or a preacher that's called and answers the call to preach, should go out and start a church. Most of them that I know and know that you know wants one already started. And they want to everything to fall into place with you. I'm not saying they're not saved. I'm not saying they're not called to preach. But it's hard work to start churches. It's hard work to get a church started. We started our first church. And then we left there after about 5 years. When we got it was established. We thought we supposed to go down or needed to go down to Ocala, Florida, and help a little church out down there. Well, it was taken, we did, and it was about 28 people, and so we did what we felt the Lord wanted us to do, and it made up to about, and before you know it, God began to bless, and we got up in the 70s, and then we had a communion service, and it was something that I told them that they had to change in before I'd take it, and they said they had changed it. What it was, they were taking real wine as for communion. I said, "We won't take it unless you get rid of that," and then 2 or 3 other things, and they said it did. And so we, after it built up there, we had communion. And it was 28 that showed up. I made a mistake and said we're going to have communion. Well, that we worked a while and stayed there a couple of years, and it seemed like those that voted me in didn't want, in other words, it changed and was become against me, and those that was against me changed and was for me. How about that? But anyway, after about 2 years, and I called up, you know what Whalefish College is? That's where Jonah went to college, amen. And I feel like that I learned a little something on that trip down in Whalefish College, amen. Went back to another church. It was fall. We, Lord blessed, and we moved location and to another location, built a bigger building, and God blessed. We started the school, and it's still going on today, and the work is doing good. But God, somehow or another, I was sent to Florida and to plant another church, and so God blessed there. Many dangers, toils, and snares we've already come. Yeah. And that's a verse of amazing grace. I count as preachers, you know. Many dangers, toils, and snares we've already come. But it's grace that brought me this far, and it's grace that's going to lead me on. Amen. And so forth. Now what I'm going to talk about in this 15 minutes or 10 minutes left, and what I'm talking about is this, is do not lay the cross down. We've taken up the cross. He said, now, if any man deny himself. Now, if you've denied Christ, yourself for Christ, let me say it right. If you denied yourself for Christ, then don't lay it down. He didn't tell you to take it up to lay down. Amen? And so it's a rewarding job. It's a rewarding one. Let me just get me a sip. That's good white lightning, amen. it's going to be hard. Let me get, I think I'll turn this thing on. It's going to be hard.
Right.
If this is your first time, then you young preachers, that you're going out and you're going to organize a church or take one that this pastor organizes or plants, then it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard if you get one already organized. Ask Brother Manuel right there. Amen. It's going to be hard for him to go down and take up another church. But let me say, it's a rewarding church. Now you find here, and I'm going to go right over here. Now when God saves you, He's putting you over here, or you're getting saved here. He wants you over yonder.
Yeah. That's right. Come on.
Amen. He's not going to put you over there all at one time.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
And so we find here that we begin to do that which God wants us to do, and that we begin to move away from the foot of the cross.
Yeah.
Now, never forget the foot of the cross.
Yeah.
Never forget that. We never forget that. But listen, we go away from the foot of the cross. Don't lay around and hang around the foot of the cross. You need to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you need to do everything and set apart yourself as for the service of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
What? I was saved, and then 3 years later, I was called a priest. I waited, made sure I was called a priest, and I presented myself. I took up the cross,
God,
and I tried to follow Jesus ever since.
Amen.
I've never, by His grace, never laid the cross down.
Amen.
I've seen a lot of preachers that come along, and they laid the cross down, and the pastor here was telling about many around that he knows that has walked out of the ministry because of a few things.
Yeah.
Now, we can't lay the cross down.
Amen.
God paid the price,
yeah,
that we might have the strength and give us the Holy Spirit of God that we might go for Him.
Yeah.
You know, Peter always opened his mouth and stuck his foot in it, you know, every once in a while. But something happened to him when the Spirit of God came in to him on Pentecost.
Yeah.
There was something happened, amen. So if you saved, you have the whole already, you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you. And you are saved by His marvelous grace, amen. So we find here that because of the price it was paid, then we can't lay that cross down.
And so then, when God opened that way, as for me, in fact, let me say this, I was ordained as an evangelist. I was ordained as an evangelist. So I'm still an evangelist pastor. Amen. But you'll find here that I've done evangelist. And a man years ago, he called himself a missionary evangelist. A missionary evangelist. Now, and what he brought this out, and I agree that just going to a church and preaching a series of meetings for a week.
Yeah.
And then seeing we get people saved. And that's good if that's what is being done in evangelistic life of where that you know what, that's great. Now, I mean, you know, like I said yesterday, I'll just shake your hand and eat supper with you. Amen.
If you disagree with me.
But
listen,
I believe that an evangelist should do this. He's not only an evangelist to go and help to the churches, but he's to plant churches. He's to plant churches like pastors are to plant churches, like missionaries are to plant churches on the field. And so I believe that we need to do that. And then pastor those churches. And then let somebody else take it and go do the same thing again.
Yeah.
When I went to Florida, my intentions was as to about 5 years, build a building, and then pastor it, and about 5 years, turn it over to another preacher and go somewhere else. But it hadn't worked that way. You can't get no one to come to Florida in that area and pastor a church. But if they do, they got to have a big salary and so forth. And so I've been there 35 years. And so I guess I'm still trying to get established. But anyway, but God is blessed.
Amen.
And God, that's another step that I'm headed toward where God wanted me to. And each step is a hard time. We've had splits. We had a split one time, and then the church, and then we find that, you know, this young guy thought he was supposed to be a preacher, and then he was lazy, wouldn't do nothing. And then he talked behind our back and stirred up about 20 people. And then they wanted to have a meeting with me. I said, all right, we'll have a meeting this afternoon. That was on Sunday. And all their complaints, I'll give them what God said. You know what his complaint was? That he said that's different from North Carolina and it is to Florida as far as your laws is, or the words God's law. I say, you mean to tell me God's got a different standard for North Carolina than he does have Florida? Amen. And to make a long story short, I said, how many agrees with this boy, this man? And about 16 raised their hand. I said, you're no longer a member at Faith Baptist Church. You say, you can't do that. I did. And I said, I'll make it official tonight when the people get here. So that took place. But listen, you find here that it's going to be hard. And you want to just lay this stuff down and say, not me, not for me. You've committed yourself to God, and you know others, it's going to be hard, but let me say, there's a payday waiting over yonder.
Amen.
It may not be easy, and it is not easy, but it's a payday. So I'm making another step, you see, toward where God wants me, where he wants me. And you'll find here that I can't lay the cross down is because he loves me. Amen. When all these things happen, God loves me and he wants me over yonder, and therefore I'm headed that direction as for the glory of God. I'm talking about we. I believe that you're in the same position. Amen. And so we find here that we're making another step. We're making another step. And one day we're going to be over here, and that last step is be when the rapture takes place, and there's a payday is waiting upon you and me. He said, I'm coming with my rewards with me. Amen.
Yes.
And so we're going to stand as before the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. When, but I know that Manuel, he said last night, I believe it was, when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, he might say those words, "There's a few things I got to tell you." Amen. But anyway, you find here, way over here is that reward. We've walked. God's brought us all the way over here. He's got a job for us to do. Let's do what we can as to do that job. Amen. Well, I'm run out of time on that one. Amen. All right. Now that's all I believe I need to tell you on that one. Praise God. Let me see. I forgot to look at my watch. What time I started? Amen. Preachers, you might start over here. Some of you young preachers might be 30 years old, 25 years old, everyone, and you're aging as you go. Yeah. What's going to happen when you get to 40 years old? What's going to take place when you get to 50 years old? What's it going to do when you get to 60 years old and 70 years old, 80 years old, and you're still in the ministry? God's still using you. And things are getting hard, and you're getting tired in your body, and you're kind of getting wore out, and you want to retire. Say, "Oh, this lady crossed down. As far as my body is concerned, I've been wanting to retire for several years." But God hadn't said yes. Until He says yes, I've got to stay right where I am, and that's on the work that God has led me to do. Amen. But I'll tell you what I've done, and I'm getting ready to go right into this next piece of part of Scripture. In my last years, probably, I don't know, it's been several years, that I said to the Lord, "Lord, would you let me claim Jabez's prayer?" Amen. Yeah. Over I better turn to the right one. Over in First Chronicles, as in chapter 4, you'll find here that Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez or Jabez, ever what you want to call it, saying, "Because I bore him with sorrow." He was bad. Now, what problem it didn't say. It don't say what the problem was. But with sorrow, she bore him. But now, look what he said. "Bless me. Bless me, Lord." He blessed. We need to be blessed. Ask, there's nothing wrong with asking God to bless you. Amen. Say, "Bless me, Lord. Bless my ministry. Bless my life. Bless everything of God. Bless my family," and so forth. And He will. And He goes on down and He says, "Enlarge my coast." In other words, enlarge my border. I said, "Lord, I want the last years of my life, I would like my borders or my coast to be enlarged. I'd like to do more as in my last part of the year than I did before in my younger days." Listen, I used to have a lot of zeal and not much sense. Now I got a little sense and not much zeal. But I'm still walking. Amen. But Lord, help the borders around me, my directions all around me, that my ministry might be enlarged and do that which I can, that pleases you. Amen. This preacher here is doing the same thing here at his church. He's enlarging his borders. Starting an institute, or I guess it's already started. It's enlarged his borders. It's enlarged his ministry. And it will continue to lie and be enlarged, larger and larger as it goes. We find, he said, would you do that for me? Then he said something else, that thy hand may be upon me.
Yeah.
We cannot do anything without the hand of God upon us.
That's right.
I must have the hand of God.
Yeah.
You must have the hand of God.
Yeah.
And now this message, I don't believe I said it at the beginning, but this is not only the beginning of helping or getting ourselves right, ready to serve God. This is what you're going to be doing after you get started. And when you get your age gets upon you there, and you're still pastoring a church, you're still planting churches and so forth, and you get to where the point that you're not able to do those things, but you can train others that do it as well.
Yes, that's good.
Yes. The hand of God. We must have the hand of God.
Yes.
There's an unseen hand that guides and directs us all the way through. Amen. I don't see that hand, but it's on me. I feel that hand.
Amen.
I don't see him, but I know he's there.
Amen.
Never saw him by my physical eye, but one day I will.
Yeah.
Amen. But one day, when that glorified body that we're going to stand at an A, we're going to stand, oh, man, look what we, hey, look what it is. Amen. I'm excited. What? Hey, I thought it was bad. Oh, it's better than what I thought. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Ain't God good?
Amen.
We need the hand of God.
Amen.
Now, you find here, not only do we need the hand of God, he said, would you do something for me, Lord, something else? He said, would you keep me from evil?
Yeah.
Would you keep me from evil? Listen, we need to be careful.
Yeah.
Careful.
Come on, preach it.
Of how we conduct ourselves around certain people.
Amen. Amen.
And we need, because evil is lurking out there. The devil is, you think he's going to destroy. Well, sit down and pout because we was called to preach and we're going to do something for God now and he won't bother us no more because he just lost the victory, amen. No, he hadn't. He's going to try everything and every move he can as to discourage you and go on. Just don't lay the cross down and keep on going trusting Jesus Christ from day to day, every day, and that you'll just keep me from the evil, and I might go on for Christ. And let me tell you how you can be kept as from evil, and that is to get closer and closer and closer and closer to God, that you might not even think and worry about evil. Just God, you take care of that. I'm wanting to get close to you. Crawl up in the arms of Jesus Christ. Lay your head in the bosom of Christ like John the Blood did. And let's just get close to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't, you're going to find yourself laying across down. You're going to find yourself out of the ministry because of something. You got yourself in a trap. You don't want to do that, do you? No, we preachers don't want to do that. But now let's see.
We got a
couple things. That the end of my life may be what? More than the other, than the beginning. As we said a moment ago. What are we going to be at the end of your ministry? If you go home to be with the Lord before the rapture takes place, and they lay your body up in a corpse here on this here in front of a church, when people walk by you, what are they going to say? Oh, they're going to say something nice about you. But they down on the inside, they're saying something bad. Because somebody else standing up, didn't he? Boy, he was a good dad, wasn't he? You know what they say, don't you? But down on the inside, they're saying what a rascal he was. We don't want that. We want our ministry, when it's over, to count for Christ. Because why? We don't want to bring a reproach on him. Oh, we love him. He first loved us. So we don't want to bring a reproach on him. So we've got, I want to do my best. Anything you do, y'all do best. Do your best. Try to teach my children that, and I'm trying to teach some of my grandchildren that. Hey, do a job, do it best. Hey, don't do a job and then have to turn around and do it again. You know what I mean? Do your best. It's all God requires. Is your best. One last thing. God granted his request. God granted his request. Amen. And God has granted my request. For the last, look like things is opening up for myself and my ministry. Things, and God is, I mean, things that will help reach people. Enlarging. Trying to do that for the glory of God. Amen. God will grant your request. It's all right. The bar, Jabez's prayer. Amen. Lord, then I didn't hear an audible voice, but I believe he said I'd be fine. Amen. Go ahead. Go ahead and help yourself. Yeah. Because, amen. If your heart is where Jabez is worked, I'm going to answer it. Amen. Praise God. God bless you.